Ty, tell me exactly what's going on right now.
This afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, three of our Joplin police officers were shot after an altercation with a suspect. The Joplin assistant police chief tells us that the disturbance came first reported near our Buckle store, a busy part of town, just before 1:30 near 4th and Rangeline. Again, there were a strip mall, a shopping mall where we've got a lot of businesses, a very crowded area. They responded to that area where an encounter with a suspect, they say, occurred. And that's where shots were then exchanged. They say that two of our officers were shot at that location, and two of them were transported priority one, life-threatening injuries, to a local hospital. And then that's when that suspect fled the scene, led police on a chase into a residential neighborhood more towards the center of town, 9th and Connecticut, where that would be, where more shots were exchanged. And that's when our third officer was shot, and that's at that time the suspect also got shot in that exchange of gunfire. We're hearing reports of several rounds of gunfire was reported by witnesses in that area. Now, police, they haven't given us an update on officers' health at this time, but there is no further threat to the public. That happened at it started around 1:22 and ended probably about 2 o'clock, 2:15. So the Missouri State Highway Patrol, they're on the scene working as well to get more information. The city of Joplin plans to hold a press conference tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., and we're also hearing about a prayer vigil at 7 at one of our local parks. So that's the latest information we have. Police, I've heard, will not be releasing any information tonight. The city did want to say we should respect the families of those that have been involved, so they're giving them time to take it all in, take the situation in.
It's a massive thing to accept. Now, are all three of them life-threatening, the injuries, or is it two officers life-threatening and one not?
Unconfirmed. I've heard just those first two are life-threatening.
Do we have any idea what was going on that instigated this at that strip mall?
All we heard was disturbance. We did have a witness who works in our building. She was actually out in that area, just happened to see this happen. She did say there was a tussle, if you will, between police and the suspect. And at one point, it appeared that maybe he had grabbed one of their guns. It was all happened really fast. But she had told us that the suspect had gotten in their car at one point. Now, I don't know if that's the car he used to flee the scene with or not. But she tells us she was pretty shaken up. But she told us that they were doing chest compressions on an officer there at the scene near the shopping center in the in that area. So it was very serious injuries, at least from what we've been told.
And you think the next time we'll get an update is tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock?
I believe so, yes. I'm going to go out to the prayer vigil at 7 tonight, but I don't expect any type of official update from police.